Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you for calling into the Message of Christ Church. Please remain on the line. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on today. God bless. Praise the Lord and good morning. Thank you for joining us here on our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you. Thank you for calling into our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for calling into our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Our Mega Prayer will be starting soon. Please remain on the line. Thank you.
All callers are muted.
Praise the Lord and good morning, everyone. We thank God for this awesome day that He has given us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're excited to be here on the broadcast with you. Amen. Thank God. We are expecting great and mighty things from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And so we are just preparing for the power of God to fall. Amen. On this teleconference call. Amen. Praise God. So we want to just go ahead, amen, and ask you to do us a favor, amen, on this morning, as we always do. We ask you to reach out to somebody at this time and invite them to the broadcast. We are asking you to get on your social sites, get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Amen. Praise God. We're asking you to reach out for, to your friends and family by the way of text, email. Amen. Praise God. Even three-way somebody and invite them to the 6 a.m. prayer on today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You have tuned into the Message of Christ Church, and this is our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Praise God. We are here on the broadcast Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, we are here at 6 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the broadcast, Monday through Friday. Also, you can join us every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. We are right here for our Miracle Monday. Amen. Join us at 7 o'clock p.m. every Monday. Amen. For Miracle Monday. Amen. And you can also join us every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. on our 8 a.m. Bible study. Amen. Praise God. So please do me a favor. Go ahead and make a note of those times that we are here on the broadcast. And we would love for you to stop by and fellowship with us and help us to pray for those that are in a need and those that need to be encouraged. connect. Amen. Praise God. And you're calling from various countries and cities, states, regions. Amen. Praise God. Wherever you are calling from, we thank God. Amen. That you were led by the Holy Spirit to be a part of this international time of prayer. Amen. Praise God. So listen, I just want to go ahead and give you our phone number. So as you're reaching out right now to someone that you are inviting to the broadcast, we want to give you our number so that you can go ahead and give that number out to your friends and family and put it on your social websites. Amen. And the number is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420123. Again, let me give you the number. It's 641-715-360-420123. That is our teleconference number. Now, some of you might have experienced trying to dial into various teleconference lines, and you have heard a message on your phone that there will be a charge. So we have an alternate number for anyone that you may know that is having problems dialing into any teleconference line. You can call this number, and there will be a message asking you to put in the teleconference number that you're trying to reach. So here's the number. This is the replacement number. You will not get billed when you dial this number. So this is only for people that you know that have said that they are getting billed for calling into conference lines. If you're not getting billed, then you can continue to call directly into the line. So this is the replacement number, 518-333-1529. 518-333-1529. That is the replacement number. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So when you call that number, it's going to direct you on what you can do to dial into her broadcast. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're excited. Amen. Praise God. And if you desire to call our office number is 773-609-2071. 773-609-2071. Go ahead and call that number. Amen. Praise God. If you desire to know more information about our ministry, if you have any questions about our ministry, if you would like to know our upcoming events, and even you can still continue to send us your prayer requests, we will not be calling you back to pray with you, but we will make sure that your prayer request will be lifted up. Amen. Praise God as you send in your prayer request. Amen. And if you like, you can go straight to our website and you can put your prayer request on the website, and we will continue to lift your prayer request up. Amen. Praise God. And when others are visiting the website, they will be able to see your prayer request and they will be able to lift your prayer request up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we're so thankful for today. Amen. Praise God. And what God's going to do here on the broadcast. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So once again, welcome, 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 welcome to our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Amen. Mega Prayer is an international prayer ministry. Amen. We pray, amen, for shows all around this world. Amen. Decreeing and declaring, amen, that you will walk in God's kingdom blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So as we get ready to go into our broadcast, as we get ready, amen, praise God, to move into the powerful things of what God has for us, I tell you, amen, God, amen, is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we're going to get ready and begin to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to go before the throne of grace and mercy. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So if you have a prayer request, desires prayer. Amen. In this time of prayer, we're going to ask you to lift them up in prayer as we touch and agree. Amen. All around this world. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be praying. Amen. Praise God corporately. Amen. Praying and lifting up. Amen. The needs of the people. Amen. Praise God. And we're just standing in agreement. Amen. With God's word today. Amen. That says that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. Yes, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. Praise God. So no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been and how much you have seen in your life that has tried to damage you or destroy you, we're standing today, amen, to say that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Praise God that you serve a great and awesome God. Amen. Praise God. And he is in control of your situation. Yes, he's in control of your situation. So do not be weary in well-doing, because in due season, you're going to reap the harvest if you faint not. Amen. Glory to God. So I just encourage you today, amen, praise God, to hold on, amen, and don't let go of your faith. Amen, praise God. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I just come to tell you today that you're getting ready to walk in a greater faith. There is something that God wants you to take authority in. It is going to take another step of faith. So today, as we begin to pray, we're going to pray concerning faith. We're going to pray that you will walk in the faith and believe right now. We're going to pray that you will walk in now faith. We're going to pray that you begin to see the vision, run with the vision. We're going to pray that you will leap into the things of God. Faith. So whatever you believe in the Lord for on today, we're going to ask God to give you that faith that will not be shaken, that faith that will not be moved, that faith that will take you from the old to the new, that faith that will carry you through your trials and your tribulations. We're going to pray today that you will trust and believe that God's word is true and the devil is a liar. I need everybody on this call right now to have faith. As we corporately began to seek the Lord in prayer, we're going to stand in agreement all around this world that by faith, whatever you're asking God for, by faith, whatever you need, it is by faith. Whatever you are desiring, it is by faith, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is by faith that you're going to receive that thing. Thank you, Jesus. So, as we began to pray, I need you to get in a place where you're not distracted, because there is something God wants you to see. And you need to be able to be focused right now as we walk in a new dimension of faith. See yourself healed. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but somebody is sick on this call. See yourself healed by faith. Glory to God, Jesus. See yourself healed by faith. I need you to get it in your mind that whatever it is, the bills that are due, the rent, the mortgage, my God, see it already paid in full, and you will owe no man nothing but to love them. I hear the Lord saying right now that by faith, you will have no balance left over on that bill that is due. Somebody has to have faith to believe that, because the bill that is due is a large bill, but God is larger. By faith, it's already paid. Glory to God. I don't know why I'm spending a lot of time on faith, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to take by faith. It's going to take a right now faith that you believe God and you don't waver. You will not waver. You shall walk as a king's child in this season. You shall trust and believe that your daddy has it. By faith, the struggle that you're having in your home is over. By faith, you shall walk into your wealthy place by faith. By faith, you shall get that job that you're seeking the Lord for. My Jesus. By faith, you shall start that business and it shall prosper. In Jesus' name, by faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By faith, that marriage is going to be restored. By faith, glory to God. That disobedient child is going to turn around and yield himself or herself to the Lord. By faith, those tumors in your body shall disappear. By faith, that cancer shall dry up. By faith, your bank account shall overflow. By faith, the swelling in your legs shall go down. By faith, your hands that have been paining, by faith, the pain shall leave. I'm trusting God, and I see somebody signing some papers right now. By faith, whatever it is that you believe that God can do, get ready to get the keys in your hand. By faith. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. I just need about three praises right now, about three praises to begin to start praising God and releasing faith on this call right now. By faith, my God. Hallelujah. By faith, you're going to be able to get the car that you're trying to get by faith. You're going to start that outreach ministry. Father, we come today, Lord God, trusting and believing, oh God, in your holy word, God. We trust and believe, Lord God, that if you said it, God, it's going to happen, God. Father God, as we are here today, oh God, we right now are calling, oh God, on your power today. We're calling on the power, Lord God, of the Holy Spirit today, the power in your word, God. Right now we trust, Lord God, that your word is quick and powerful, God. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for this opportunity, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for hearing us, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for keeping us, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for making a way, oh God, out of no way, oh God. Oh, yes, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you didn't allow the enemy, oh God, to take us out, oh God. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for seeing us through, oh God. We thank you for blessing us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we bow down before you today, oh God. And we want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for this time of prayer, oh God. We just come to tell you, oh God, that we love you today, God. We thank you for your name, Lord God, is excellent on today. Father, we want to ask you, Lord God, that as we move by faith, oh God, that you will see us through, God, every hard time that we go through, God. Anything, Lord God, that comes before us, oh God, that tries to stop us, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that you will lift up a standard against it, oh God. Father, right now somebody is in the midst of troubled times, oh God, but we thank you right now, God, that the word said, God, that if we call on you, God, you will answer us, and that you will show us great and mighty things, oh God. We want to thank you today, oh God, for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, God, somebody has trouble in their home, God. Somebody has trouble, oh, God, all around them, God. But, oh, God, we are standing and believing right now, God, that as we pray together, oh, God, that you're going to move around this world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you right now for freedom in the spirit, God. Thank you for who the Son has set free. It's free indeed. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for your holy word today, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, for every godly connection, oh, God, in the spirit, oh, God. Father, right now we trust you, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And right now, oh, God, somebody needs to know, oh, God, that you are yet still working miracles, God, that you are yet still able to do it, oh, God, that you are yet still able to work it out, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you right now, oh, God, to fill us, Lord God, with your spirit, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, take away the fear right now, God. Somebody needs to step out on faith, God. Somebody needs to get out of the boat, God. Somebody needs to walk on the water, God. Somebody needs to trust you, Lord God, for this divine season, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we bind up the devil today, God. We give him all glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus. We need you now, God. We can't live without you, oh God. We are standing as living testimonies today, oh God. You are able to do it, oh God. There were times that we didn't
thank God
that we were going to be able to make it, oh God. We trusted you, God. We called on you, God. We remember what your word told us, oh God. And we stood on your faith today, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Your faith is so, woo, Jesus, yes, God,
things, and I hear in the spirit that that's going to give you more than what you asked for, because by faith you're believing. Your faith is being elevated in this season. Your faith is being taken to a place like never before. You're getting ready to move some mountains by faith.
Come on. Thank you.
Hey, glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. You're getting ready to turn some things around by faith. You're getting ready to move by faith. Your strength is being renewed.
Hold on. Thank you. I believe it.
Be renewed.
I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah, my show. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah, my. Hey, get out of the boat. Thank you. Glory to God.
Amen. The month of faith. Yeah. It shall be a month of faith for you. My God. You're going to do some things, amen, and you're not even going to have to think about it because it's going to be by faith. You already know that God's with you. You already know that God's giving you the key. You already know that God has called you, amen, to a place for such a time as this. You already know that there's a word that you're going to speak and things are going to begin to come into your life. You already know that by faith, hallelujah, that you're going to go someplace. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
So we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. My God, we're excited here.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We're just here magnifying God today. Again, praise God. I am Pastor Sylvia Staples, and I know that you recognize this familiar voice. Amen. Praise God that is here. Amen. With us on the broadcast today. Amen. Praise God. You know, amen, this voice, but I'm going to go ahead and let her, amen, tell you who she is. Amen. Praise God. We have, amen, praise God, a person that is no stranger to our mega prayer, to the message of Christ. Amen. Praise God. She is powerful in prayer. Amen. Walks by faith. Amen. In the prophetic. Amen. Praise. There's so many wonderful things that God has allowed her to accomplish and has turned in this life. So I'm going to let her just go ahead and tell you who she is. Amen. Praise God. And you, amen. Praise God. Will know. Amen. After she gives you her name.
Amen. Truly, I do honor the Lord. Amen. I do give honor. Amen. To Apostle Staples. Amen. Amen. God bless each one of you out there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for each one of you all joining the line. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to